Good evening. You're watching Public Media N1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Report. I'm Orsolya Flum. Despite some earlier expectations, Hungary's economy is still in progress. The country's GDP grew by 3.4% in the first quarter of the year. That is a lot higher than the average in the European Union. The Hungarian economy has been showing this estimated 3% growth for about 2 years.
According to the data of the Central Statistical Office, like earlier, Hungary's GDP grew by 3.4%, mainly due to the industrial production. This result was also supported by the impressive performance of the export in the first quarter of this year, reaching a historical record in March. So in the first 3 months, the external trade balance was 500 million euro better compared to the corresponding period of 2014. Moreover, the agriculture and construction sectors recorded an unexpected expansion, as well as tourism, reaching a 10% growth in the first quarter of 2015.
Nem hitelből növekszik továbbra is a magyar gazdaság.
Economy Minister Mihály Varga said that while Hungary's economy is growing, the country's debt and the budget deficit indicators also turn out favorably.
Mindenképpen szeretném hangsúlyozni, hogy a foglalkoztatás bővülés.
I would definitely like to emphasize that the growth of the economy goes with the extension of employment as well. According to the data, 80,000 more people work in the first quarter of this year compared to the corresponding period of 2014, and it is not due to the common employment, as its rate has not changed essentially according to the previous period, said the minister. According to the analyst speaking to M1 News Channel, besides the growth, the balanced increase of the country's GDP is also good news. It is not only the export that contributes to the rise of the economy, but there are some other factors. Consumption can also increase, as well as investments, resulting in balanced growth of the Hungarian economy, says the analyst. According to the statistics, the Hungarian economy has been growing constantly since the second quarter of 2013. Last year it was 3.6%.
The amount of government securities owned by the citizens has increased by about 347 million euros in March and another about 160 million euros in April, while hitting historic record heights regarding the domestic consumption of the state papers. According to the government debt management agency, the aim is still the same, saying Hungary would rather outrun the constable internally as yields can stay with the Hungarian families.
Ferenc Tala is making inquiries about the latest investment possibilities. The retired man has invested some savings of his family into state securities for years. More and more people make the same decision as Ferenc Tala. By now, the Hungarian citizens have owned more than 10% of the state papers, and the demand for them was unexampled in March. Citizens' stock of state securities has increased by almost 347 million, and the clients spent another 160 million of euros on state papers in April. According to the managing director of the government debt management agency, record that they are due to the raised interest of the papers in February. In addition, more and more people choose the more secure investment after the brokerage scandal earlier. People are more careful today, and the state papers are safest securities having state guarantee behind them, says the manager of the government debt management agency. By the end of April, the number of the sold government securities portfolio exceeded the 2,600 billion forints. The most popular were the 5-year-long premium government bonds in spring. The bonus Hungarian government bonds and the baby bonds were also popular. Based on the current data, it seems that the tendency will remain the same in May too.
Resolving issues in Ukraine, Afghanistan and Iran is crucial if NATO is to effectively focus on fighting the Islamic State, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade said on Wednesday at a meeting with his NATO counterpart in Antalya, Turkey. Peter Siato added that the meeting's participants were in agreement that the upsurge of Islamic State has created a new security environment to which NATO must adapt.
The world is in a horrid terror threat because the world's most brutal terrorist organization steadily increases its influence. In order that the civilized world, including the NATO member states, could fight against the Islamic State, it's necessary to close the existing conflicts as soon as possible.
Counties and settlements can create their own flags and use them officially in Romania with the authorization of the government in Bucharest. the debt. Romania made an agreement with the Social Democrats last year to make a law that regulates the use of the local symbols. It was passed by the great majority of the Romanian House of Parliament on Wednesday. According to the announcement of RMDS, the question of the flag of Seconland has been solved with this law. As the draft of the law was passed by the Senate earlier, coming into force only required the signature of Klaus Iohannis, president of Romania. Theater performances, world premieres, concerts, programs for children and camps for young artists feature the Budapest Summer Festival this year that is organized in five locations from the 12th of June to the end of August. Those buying tickets for performances can stay in several hotels in the capital at reduced price.
The contemporary ballet troupe of Szeged is performing a choreography for the music of Carmina Burana. And this is the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, an earlier performance of the Győr National Theater. Both plays will be on stage in June at the Budapest Summer Festival. The young talents who were discovered at M1's classical music talent show, The Virtuosos, will also hold a concert. This year, organizers prepare more than 130 programs on several locations during the 2.5 months of the festival. Musicals, concerts, contemporary ballet, plays, variety shows, and world premieres are all waiting for those who visit the festival. The Margaret Open Air Theatre, which has a nearly 3,000 seats of capacity, offers a wide variety and range of programs during the summer. The Városmajor Open Air Theatre, which has a nearly 1,000 seats of capacity, is a place for more intimate programs and concerts, as well as the Children's Theatre, says the organizer. The public media, MTVA, will cover several events of the festival. The audience can follow the concerts and programs through Duna TV, Kossuth and Bartok Radio.
It is almost certain that Budapest is applying for the 2024 Olympic Games, for which an official yes is still needed from the General Assembly of Budapest. According to István Tarlós, it won't be a problem. The mayor also added that the capital has its full heart in supporting the application.
The Tüske Stadium in Budapest, the stadium of Ferencváros Football Club, or the football field in Debrecen, these are all potential venue scenes for the Olympic Games in Hungary. And these are yet plans. This is what the new Ferenc Puskás Stadium and the new Dagai Swimming Center will look like. This will be in the venue for the 2017 World Water Cup, but Olympic Games could also be organized here. István Tarlós, mayor of Budapest, told a conference on Wednesday that hosting the Olympic Games in Budapest would benefit the country in all respects. The International Olympic Committee's friendlier stance on smaller cities bidding for the Games and the related statement of the IOC head Thomas Bach have now dispelled the earlier skepticism, he said. The agenda is 2020, so it opened the doors. It has fundamentally changed the circumstances, the opportunities. Therefore, I consider it a very good idea. Budapest and Hungary are ready to bid for the Olympics and stand a good chance, says the mayor. Zsolt Borkai, chairman of the Hungarian Olympic Committee, said it's important that the society should feel that the country is able to organize the Olympic Games in 2024. The Hungarian Olympic Committee will soon also take a position on the issue, he added. The first step is the Hungarian Olympic Commission. The Hungarian Olympic Committee will hold a General Assembly in early June. This will hopefully explain in a statement the support in relation to tender of the 2024 Olympic Games in Budapest, says the chairman of the Olympic Committee. The Hungarian Olympic Committee proposed in February that the government and Budapest's municipal council should consider bidding for the Summer Games in 2024. Countries can apply till the 15th of September. Decision on the host will be made by the International Olympic Committee in 2017 in Lima.
That's all for now from me and the crew here. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night as every night around the same time. And you can find us on the internet at hirado.hu. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.